that believe it not shall be damned. Listen to a gospel message already in progress.
I don't want to be beat with many stripes. What did I say? Mark chapter 5 and verse 19. We'll read 15 through 19 for time's sake. 15 through 19. May the Lord add a blessing to his word. They come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had lesions sitting and clothed in his right mind. And they were afraid. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. 17 said, they began to pray him to depart out of their coast. 18 says, when he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. And 19 and last, and he said, howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but said unto him, go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord had done for thee and had compassion on thee. You may be seated. Compassion. I want to share something else this morning. I was getting ready to pray for you all. This new phone I got here, it got dark. I don't know what phone. I must have hit something on, because I'm not too good at all that old modern technology stuff. But I get Eugene to get his fix for me. And I was going to my quiet place. And I was getting ready to send off the scriptures. And the Lord, you know, when you get a new phone, your pictures, they don't all come in at one time. Somebody know what I'm talking about. Come on, cell phone technicians.
All right.
Some of the pictures came in, but some didn't. And the Lord had wrote in one of the pictures columns something for me. I'm a line, Sister Stevens, because I showed it to her.
Amen.
And I began to revive my spirit, and I said, Lord, it wasn't nothing bad. No. But he's going to do great things in my ministry, and he told me that. Now, went to try to find it when the choir was singing, and I looked at Sister Stephen and I said, it ain't in here no more. You tell me God ain't good.
All right.
You see, in order to be filled with the Holy Ghost and have a relationship with the Lord, you first got to love people.
Amen.
Let me say it again.
Amen.
In order for you to be anointed of God, you can't worry about how they treat you. Because you know better, and you've got to learn better, and you got to do better, because Jesus is putting something in you that heaven has came to planet earth to put in you, and it's called the Holy Ghost. And today, I just want to thank God for calling me out of darkness, and you need to thank the Lord. Because so many people have gone on in 18. And even in this month here, it's almost done, not bad. Tomorrow is the 20th. If you have a relationship with the Lord, that's good. But you need to tell him, say, Lord, I want a closer walk with you. Because only what I do for you is going to last anyhow. All these material things and all these Cadillacs and all that, I can't take with me. And I done been to 3 funerals this week. And them funerals done brought me closer to Jesus. Because I know, just like they land in their casket, one of these old days, I'm going to lay in mine. Now, I don't care how you say it, but look, the Bible says, as it is appointed unto man, once to die. That's in Hebrews 9:27. Now, you know, we can call Dr. Jordan and say, I want to make another appointment because I got such and such to do.
Yeah.
And they'll write on the paper, okay, well, we'll see you on that day. But this appointment here, you can't miss it. It's already been predestinated. It is already written down in the book. Because I heard John say, I saw the books open. And then it went through. It went from books. I got a teacher in here. Know what I'm talking about. It went from books to singular mean book. Revelation chapter 20. Go read it. Read all of it. It's in there. Back to the text in the gospel according to Mark. Here you will find Jesus, our Lord and Savior, had been in a storm over in chapter 4. And one thing about Jesus, New Jerusalem, he'll tell you what to do, but he won't tell you all the hell you got to go through. I'm going to say that again. One thing Jesus would do, he'll tell you he'll be with you, which he will be, but he won't tell you all the hell you got to go through. Can I get a witness? Well, you just keep on living, brothers and sisters. And you're going to have some hell along the way. You're going to have people that's going to talk about you, laugh in your face. And one thing about my mama and my grandma, they be sitting on the dairy. That's what they call me. And they be singing songs of Zion. And sometimes an old straight will come by full of that go-go juice. And they begin to talk about one of the preachers, the pastor. They say, hold up! Don't talk about my pastor.
No.
Even if he is, then done what he is. Somebody needs to know that.
I remember that. I remember the days when grandmama and mama would sit on the porch and they'd be singing songs and praying and tears would come in their eyes because they just be wanting to have a closer walk. And I say, well, why are you praying for some more slippers? And why are they not praying for some more stockings? Those stockings have holes in them. And the old dress look like it come out the Ramadan city. Come on, somebody. But I didn't understand it then like I understand it now. Because when you have a closer walk with the Lord, you don't have to know about when you leave here where you're going.
You already know where you're going.
Can I get a witness?
You see, I got more time behind me, Ms. Aiden, than I got in front of me. But I just thank God he took a little time to save a wretch like me. Because I was going straight to hell on a one-way ticket. But the Lord heard my mama's prayers. And the Lord heard your ancestors' prayers. That's the only reason why you're sitting on these people. Some of us sit up here and think we're all that in a bag of chips. Now, if the shoe fit, wear it, but I ain't talking about nobody. But if the shoe fit, you just wear it. Because the truth shall set you free. Dr. King didn't take no wooden nickels. And Eugene Stevenson ain't taking no wooden nickels. It's too Christian now. Every day I get a call, somebody that OD'd on drugs, or somebody that got killed, or somebody that, it's always something. And that lets me know that time is winding up now. And we're living in the last days. You got people going up and down Brooklyn Street, don't even know whether they Sunday or Monday. And I can say, Lord, that could be me. But I thank God for his grace and his mercy. I thank God for his compassion that he had on Eugene Stevens. Ain't God good? The Bible said that this boy had a family. And I don't know if he got on some crack cocaine or went some methamphetamine or whatever the disease was. I know the devil done got a hold of him. And you know, the devil don't care about you and I. All he want to do is just get you destroyed off this land, because he know that a land where we never go old, you don't have to worry about crying over there. No more. I got a mother over there. I got a grandmama over there. I got aunties and uncles. You got people over there yourself. You got children over there. You may have a daughter over there, but you got to see them again. You want to see them again, but I got to get.
I got to let you know that God said that whatever you're going through,
I'll be with you. He said, we just read it, the Lord is my shepherd. The young lady that read that from the leadership. I admire that young lady. God going to use that young lady because she got a desire to come to church. She put them jobs aside and come to church. That's what I did years ago when Reverend Michael Jackson would try to get me to the paper mill and they were paying $22 an hour. Am I lying, Sister Stevenson? I said, I don't want that kind of job if I got to work on Sunday. The Lord said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these other things. See, you got to go by what the book say. The book says, seek me first. Bring all the tithes to the storehouse. I'm glad all this week I ain't had a call. Y'all know it's been raining every day. But I paid my tithes this morning. Amen. You know why? Because God saw fit. And God know how to bless you. Don't you think God don't know how to bless you? Don't you think God don't know how to talk to somebody and whisper in their ear and they'll write out a check and they don't know why they're writing it out? God is no fool. That man know what we got. That man know you better than you know yourself. Because he said, when you go in the closet, I already know what you're asking, but I want you to just ask me anyway, because I already know what you need of anyway. And he ain't going to put no more on you than you can bear. I'm going to say that again. He's not going to put no more on you than you can bear. Compassion means love. Compassion means caring about. See, back in the 60s and 70s, that was compassion in the neighborhood of the soldier force. Because when somebody was lacking in whatever it is to make a meal, Miss Jamie May or Miss Carter or whoever else, God bless his soul, they would come down the street clapping and singing songs of Zion to go to help their neighbor. Nowadays, you better not ask nobody for nothing. They ought to put some street line up in. I gave a crazy man $2 yesterday, and I don't know what he did. He prayed over and he said, I ain't even touching them on. Amen. He was crazy as a bishop, bro. God forgive me. I'm just telling the truth. I picked it up and chucked it on out the way. I ain't want that money. What I'm trying to say, people are evil. And so many people so evil, they'll pray evil up on you. You don't believe that? You better go to 1 Samuel chapter 28. That old voodoo woman called up on Samuel. But when the Lord turned you over to a reprobate man, you in danger. When the Lord then took his hands out of somebody and said, I'm going to give you a reprobate man, you in danger. But I thank God that he had compassion on you and I this morning. I thank God that he had not only compassion, but he cared about us this morning. Because while we drifted off and went to sleep on last night, we don't know what time we will sleep, but we do know that we fell asleep.
Yes, sir.
But somehow, some way, this morning, the Lord made the angel wake you up. And as I looked around in the house that we live in now, couldn't nobody pull us there but the Lord. And can't nobody take us out of the house but the Lord. Because the Bible said, earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. And they that dwell therein. Holy Ghost, have your way. The Bible, God is telling you somebody this morning, whatever you're going through, I have compassion on you.
Amen.
And I know somebody here may be going through something. Matter of fact, not one somebody, there's a few people here going through something. When you got a child that you don't know where it's at. When you got a child that's behind bars. When you got a child that's been sick. When you got a child that's not doing what's thus said the Lord. They're out there in the streets and doing any and everything that they've been enough to do. When you got a child that you don't even know that where he or she at.
Yes, sir.
When you got a child that's on drugs and alcohol.
Yeah.
You have a heavy heart every now and then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are real.
Compassion on me.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
This boy was smelling bad.
Yes.
Some of us Christians wouldn't even want to sit by him. Amen, Walls.
Amen.
People smell bad. We say, ooh, they smell so bad. But I thank God for Jesus. Because Jesus don't care how you smell. Your breath could be smelling like Billy Goat Gruff. All you got to do is say, Lord, here I am, standing in the need of your mercy, of your grace, of your compassion. Lord, you said, the old folks say, just a little talk with the Lord. It'll make heaven. My mama used to say, boy, she say, you don't know what's going on. And I'd be out there selling them drugs and pockets of money. But she'd never take down nickel. She'd say, that man gonna give me something. I said, what man? She ain't got no man. Not that I know her. Nowadays, the children know the boyfriend, the girlfriend, and everything else. Mama used to go with this man here. Mama used to go with this man. Shut up somewhere and be your child. Because when you do get to be a grown, you don't want to be an adult. Sit down and be a child while as long as you can. Amen. Well, and no more baby kids, they want to come to your house, mama house, use up all the washing powder. Eat up all the cornflakes. Eat up all the beans and rice, Miss Amy. I want some of them beans and rice myself. And then they don't get to them, mama, you never let sit yourself down somewhere. Right? And stop being telling mama what you. Because let me tell you something. Them old folks told you something one time. Sometimes they ain't tell you nothing, just look. That look would cure you, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Them was the good old days. I'm talking about compassion now. They had compassion back then in the 70s. We had compassion for one of another. Yeah, we might have went to school and had a little fight and all that and things of that nature, Miss Pat, but we were going by, and the next day we'll come back and shake hands and you know, okay, brother, how you doing, Dad? Okay, brother. Nowadays, I'm on cue, that's so and so. That's so and so. They forgot all about compassion on the person that helped you along the way. I know I'm talking to somebody in here. They come to Jesus. Look now. Now this boy here was crazy, they say. But ain't nothing too hard for the Lord.
Yes.
Miss Carolyn Perry.
Amen.
I know you're a witness, you also.
Oh, yeah.
But I remember when you came to that little shop called Malachi. And you said, Pastor, I don't know if I'm gonna make it. The doctor gave up on me. And I don't know what to do. But I went and got down on my knees in that little shop. Did I do that?
You know I ain't lying. Am I lying? Am I lying?
Oh.
No, you ain't lying. You
tell the truth. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Be faithful, faithful, prayer of a righteous man.
Yeah, right.
Avail as much.
Yes.
This one was holding her side.
Mm-hmm.
Her guts was about to come out. All y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she said, Pastor, all I can do is trust in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't tell her I was going to pray for her. I ain't need to do that. But I did.
Mm-hmm.
And she called me back about a month or so later, and she said, Pastor, I feel no good now. Mm-hmm. Ain't God good? Ain't God good?
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is say, here I am.
Mm-hmm.
The doctor say one thing,
mm-hmm.
but I knew a doctor that's in a secret that never lost a situation.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lawyer in a courtroom,
yes.
Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Salam, Elohim, nothing but the name of Jesus Christ will save a sick wretch like you and me. They saw, look in the pit, look in your Bible, don't look at me now. I'm going to close this thing out because it's getting late, we got communion to do and all this. It said, and when they came to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and legions. There's a quotation mark there, ain't y'all looking at it? Don't look at me, look at that quotation mark. It say, and sitting And there's a conjunction there, because if you was in this fat class, you got to use that and, because there's a conjunction. You're a failure. It say, and clothed in what? His right mind. What I'm trying to say, so many people ain't in their right mind. They cussing folks out. They cuss you out too. If you get in the way. But I thank God that he's a mind regulator. I heard Isaiah say he's a wonderful counselor. Hello, somebody. Oh, Lord Jesus. Help me, Holy Ghost. And then they said, now why are they being afraid? Ain't they stupid? What they afraid of? He with the man that know everything. This is Jesus, yeah? This is the one that said I was coming down through 42 generations. This is the one that said I'm going to make withered hands whole. This is the man that opened blinded eyes where they could see. This is the man that went by the pool of Bethesda.
Yes.
In the sixth chapter of the book, the fifth chapter of the book of St. John. And that boy had been sick for 38 years. Yeah. Y'all remember that, don't you? This is the same man that began to go to his friend's house, Mary and Martha. Yeah. And when he went by there, knew to whom they said that, why you hadn't been here yet? By this time, you're too late. Ain't nothing too late for God. God is a on-time God. He'll show up and show out when you least expect it. While you're trying to figure it out, God can already help. God's up, man. Ain't God good? I told Eugene, I said, Eugene, when I was coming up, I didn't know nothing about no iPad and iPod. I was talking to Captain Travis. He said, we used to go outside and play. And they said, don't slam that screen, though. Those screens don't be black as me. But you better not slam it. And we had to stay outside all day and play. I'm talking about the goodness of the Lord, man, and how he have brought us over many dangerous tires and snares. The Lord did it. Some of you got so much money in your bank, you don't know what to do with it. It was by the goodness of the God. He put it in the bank for you. Job said he give, and he take it away. Job said, the Bible said, you know, Job, he ain't lose just one child. He lost 10 children. He lost all the cattle. Now, you know, if we lose one child, we crying, hooping, and hollering. That's the biggest fool in town. It fell out, probably want to turn over the coffin and everything else. Now, y'all know I'm telling y'all the truth. But here Job said, when he heard all the trouble that came to him, he got up, shaved his head, sit in sackcloth, and put ashes. Yes, and he says, blessed. Oh, y'all ain't hearing me, sure. Y'all look at me correct. What I'm trying to say, the Lord told Satan, he said, I'm going to put him in your hands. Yes. So this is good news for you, because you know the Lord know everything. So whatever you're going through, the Lord already know how you're going to come out and when you're going to bring him out. This is encouraging to somebody, because the Bible said the Lord told Satan, saying, I'm going to put him in your hands, but don't you touch his heart. And the Bible says Satan went from the presence. He didn't wait till I get in tomorrow. He came right after he left talking with the Lord and stripped him and had souls from the bottom of his feet to the top of his head. And here comes his old wife. Won't you curse that God that you got and die? And then he had three friends. They weren't no friends of his anyway. After 7 days, they started talking about he must have did this and he must have did that. But I thank God for Job chapter 42. Because the Bible says not only did he bless him double, but he gave him more years to live to enjoy the
faith. Ain't God good?
I tell you, ain't God good? Listen, I hold you too long, the Bible says. That the Lord began to sit with this man at the pool. And the Bible said, as you look in chapter 5, the Bible said they came to Jesus. And they began to know that something was different about this man. He hadn't shaved his hair off his face.
He probably got some Colgate toothpaste. He probably got the best soap there is in the town and took him a bath. And he's in his right mind with the Lord. Ain't God all right? I'm talking about compassion on me. I don't know about you, but I'm glad that he had compassion on I. Ain't you glad this morning?
I said, ain't you glad this morning?
You ought to be glad not only that he had compassion, but he had some grace and some mercy upon you this morning. And not only that, but the Lord knows your upsets and your downfalls. Though nothing come before the Lord without him knowing about it. He told this old boy that was in the tomb, cutting himself all night long and all day. He said, I want you to go back and tell your friends that I had compassion on you. I'm trying to help somebody with compassion. You see, when you got love in your heart, when you got caring for people in your heart, you don't have to worry about nobody trying to do you something. Because Isaiah 54, I say Isaiah 54 and 17 says, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. It may form, but it ain't going nowhere. It may try to take course, but it ain't going nowhere. Because I heard Jesus said in Romans 8:31, if I'm for you, who can be against you? Ain't God all right? I said, ain't God all right? Excuse me. Y'all was praising God with the songs. I can't sing a lick, but I'm going to praise him with what he gave me. Because the Lord been too good to me to tell the goodness of the Lord. When he went out on Calvary's cross, I heard the Bible saying, must Jesus bear his cross, and all the world will go free. Ain't God all. Ain't God all. Said I had a bill to pay, but when I was going downtown to pay the bill, he had already paid it for me. Ain't God all right? You looking at a living testimony about bills, because I still have bills due, but the Lord know how. I said the Lord know how to speak to the people before you get there, and when you get there, God had already met you there. Ain't he all right?
That the message preached today bless you and has led you to a deeper walk in the Lord.
New Jerusalem worship services are as follows. Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. Morning worship at 11 a.m. And Wednesdays at 5 p.m. at Bible study.
And New Beulah Baptist Church, 908 Carlos Street, Boyce, Louisiana. Service time, 2nd and 4th Sunday, 8 a.m. morning worship and 9:30 a.m. Sunday school. God bless you.
St. Joseph Natchez 99.3.
Good morning. Welcome to Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Located at 200 Nona Street, Leesville, Louisiana, near the Berrytown Shopping Center. Contact Pastor Johnson by writing P.O. Box 259, Leesville, Louisiana 71496, or phone 337-239-3845 or 337-238-4463. 4063. And now, here's Johnson Temple.
Then in heaven, lift up my heart.